Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Today we come to the next word used in Romans chapter 8 and verse 29, and that is the word predestines. If you have your copy of God's Word and can easily get to it, it will be helpful if you read along with me in Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 30. And if you requested and received the document I sent by the title, The Order of Salvation, The Golden Chain of Salvation, get that in front of you. The scripture passage is copied there at the bottom of the page. If you do not have that, just listen as I read the Word of God to you. Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 30. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who were called according to His purpose. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son, so that He would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom He predestined, He also called. And these whom He called, He also justified. And these whom He justified, He also glorified. Here on God Is, we are discussing the doctrine of soteriology. That is the doctrine or the teaching of salvation. We are asking and answering the question, how does God save us from our sin? And our primary text is Romans 8, verses 28 through 30. We have already covered verse 28 and the first word of verse 29. That word was foreknew. Verse 29, for those whom God foreknew. Today we come to the second word of great consequence in verse 29, predestines. The Bible says God also predestined. Together, these form what we call the first link in God's golden chain of salvation, or the first move God makes in His order of salvation. Briefly, notice three things. First, these two words go together to form the first link in the chain, the first move in the order of salvation. We cannot separate God's foreknowledge from God's predestination. And I will say more about this. Second, capture this. God is the initiator. God foreknew. God predestined. God. This is His ministry in our lives. Third, the setting of all of Romans chapter 8 is very pastoral. The Apostle Paul is comforting Christians. For example, in verse 28, he assures us, God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God. This is a chapter about great comfort and assurance for the believer. So what we study in verses 29 and 30 is for our good. It is meant for our rejoicing, increasing our confidence in Jesus, our good shepherd and Savior. The context is very important, and in a sense, I am doing something dangerous when I pull out a word out of the text to examine its meaning. The danger is that you and I fail to put it back in its place in the overall context of these verses. If not careful, I can give you the impression verses 29 and 30 of Romans 8 is not a series of moves by God that all go together, or is not several links that together form a chain, but rather that each one of these words stands on its own, unrelated to the others. That is not true. Please be careful and remember that foreknowledge is deeply connected or linked to predestination, which is deeply connected or linked to calling, which is deeply connected or linked to justification, and so on. Maybe this analogy will help make my point. A woman is wearing a gold chain, a necklace, this prized possession given to her by her grandmother, when she notices that one of the links in the chain is damaged and needs to be repaired. So she takes it to the local jeweler and he says, "Oh, yes." And then he proceeds to work on that specific link, fixing what is broken, cleaning it. Now, when he gives it back to the woman, she gets the whole necklace back in one piece. The entire gold chain is returned to her, not just the damaged link in the chain. Well, similarly, we take each link and we examine it, but in doing so, we are not taking them out of the chain permanently. God's golden chain of salvation remains in one piece. It is essential that I remind you of this, especially as we come to predestination. It will be easy for you, for me, for us to really go off on this word predestined. I mean, we could really pack up this word and run off with it for, oh, say, several years here on God Is. We could rip this link out of the golden chain and just focus on it to the exclusion of all the other links. And if we did, that would actually be exciting to some of you. Predestination is a very important doctrine in the Bible and a controversial doctrine in Christian theology. I am certain that if you have been a Christian for long, that you know when I say the word predestination, that means something that has been debated by Christians for a very, very long time. And it is often a contentious debate. Discussion on predestination gets emotional. Oh, yes. It does. When a certain definition for biblical predestination is offered, let's say the one that happens to be my view, well, other Christians who do not share my view, they get quite animated in their disagreement with me. And I must be very honest and transparent. When other Christians give a different definition for biblical predestination, then I am the one who gets animated in my disagreement with them. And perhaps all of us want to get animated in disagreement with God because God is the one who predestines us. And we do not like to be predestined because we intuitively love what we call our free will. As humans, we have an obsession with our own abilities, and specifically our ability to make choices. And when it is learned that God is messing around with our freedom in the predestination of us human beings, well then, we all become quite animated, worked up, and get defensive with God. If you are perhaps a new Christian, or a Christian who has managed to navigate around the debate over predestination for most of your life in Christ, then just bear with my acknowledgement that predestination can be a contentious doctrine. It is likely you will see why I say this as we progress. And to you who embrace the debate over what predestination means, I say this. You and me need to show great patience and charity with one another. I am thinking of the fruit of the Spirit given to us in, say, Galatians 5. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You remember those? We should use them with one another in this conversation. Predestination is a family matter. This is for dialogue between one Christian and another Christian. So let us follow the example of our Lord and love one another, even while we may disagree with one another as brothers and sisters in the family of God. All of the great theologians of the past have had to wrestle with the doctrine of predestination at some point, and that is because predestination is biblical. Predestined is a Bible word. We have read it in Romans, and so we who treasure the Word of God must discuss this. And all the great theologians of the past that I have read have always urged caution in discussing and debating this word and topic, because it often raises more questions than it answers when we reflect upon it. We have to check our spirits and make sure we approach this with love and patience for one another, recognizing that ultimately God will judge us based not only if we are right or wrong in our theology, but also on how we treated others whom we thought were both right or wrong on this and all doctrine. How we conduct ourselves really matters a lot to our Lord. So let's be attentive to our attitudes. Now you might be thinking, wow, he must assume I'm going to disagree with him on this. If you feel that way, I will say, I am not sure. You see, I do not know you. Frankly, this is another challenge I face in teaching on predestination. I do not know exactly who is listening. The only way I know is if you choose to identify yourself and what you believe to me. And so you might agree with what I say. You might disagree with what I say. And many of you might be somewhere in the middle. You'll like part of what I offer and dislike part of what I offer. So we will have to see what happens as we go along. My point here is that while we will not avoid predestination, we will also not give it an inordinate amount of time. We need to keep moving through this order of salvation, this golden chain of salvation. Please pray I will have the wisdom given by the Holy Spirit, to know what to include and exclude, and to know how best to teach this essential doctrine to you, while being sensitive to your time and to your attention span. Speaking of which, our time is gone. It is gone until tomorrow when we meet together and continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.